Stacey, you've been back for Fast Five, so how did this year's event compare to last?
I think the event was actually a lot better this year. I think the Copper Box suits netball well, as much as I think it's great to have aspirations to sell out a venue like the O2. I don't think for the first year of the competition it was probably appropriate. So the Copper Box is very well attended for netball events, and I think it gives a bit more of a personal and intimate atmosphere as well. The crowd was fantastic, and I was obviously back playing with Team Bath as well, which I think made it a bit more special for me.
What's that like, getting back out on court with Team Bath?
It is awesome. I'm Team Bath through and through. I played for them for an awfully long time, and it's great to kind of go back and to just feel like I could slot straight back into that team environment, to work with Jeff Manor as coaches again, because I do think they're some of the best coaches that I've worked with, and then also some familiar faces that I played with when I was there, and then some new up-and-coming talent that's coming through as well.
We saw that wonderful post that you did on Instagram this week, and some of those names on that side, Pam, Billy Bowers, Jess, Tamsin, Jeeva, it was an exciting time then, and the thing is that you're all still involved with the game.
Yeah, it is. I think it's easy to forget the legacy that Team Bath created and the players that have come through that programme and really weren't household names at the time, worked very, very hard behind the scenes. And even before that Super League team came to creation, there was lots of years at Supercup where Team Bath were full of, you know, young, exciting, talented players filled with flair. And that was something that I definitely aspired to be a part of. And then Super League obviously came round, and the success that everybody knows Team Bath for was when they started to really make a name for themselves. But the team and the environment was always a fantastic place to be, and yeah, the names are players that people will always remember and always reflect upon, and I think it's credit to, you know, the likes of Lynn Gunson and the people that really put that first Team Bath programme together. And yeah, it's an exciting time, and I think the contribution that Team Bath players will continue to make to the world of netball as a whole isn't going to stop anytime soon.
Reflecting on those 2 years playing abroad and then coming back for the Fast Five, have you seen it grow?
I do think the league is growing. It's exciting that I think that there is a base amount of money that players are beginning to get now from teams. I've never been paid to play Super League, and we always behaved like professionals, but we weren't necessarily supported financially in that same way. So I think it's exciting that players can start to a little bit of money off of what used to be pretty much a full-time hobby. It takes up a lot of your time and a lot of dedication to be the best that you can be, and it's nice for the girls to be rewarded in that respect. And another really exciting thing that's happening with netball in England is the Players Association. I don't think anybody should take for granted the importance of having the Players Association, of the players being able to have collective voice and to continue to push the sport forward, and also the amount of work that's gone in behind the scenes. It's been a long time coming, and it's been something that players have spoken about for years and years, and with people who are putting their own time and their support and finances into the Players Association for the benefit of others, I think it's a fantastic thing to see.
Fair to say the loss of Jets was huge, and then we lost Team North the season later, so people like the Shores and Lucy Harris had to go elsewhere, which is a shame to say the least.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was only at the Yorkshire Jets for a year, but I had every intention of staying there and hopefully trying to build something and to progress things forward. But the league made the decision to abolish the Yorkshire Jets, and then now Team Northumbria is gone, and I think it's a huge loss for the existing players, but also for future players within that region. Although I wasn't from Bath, I am a proud Brummie. I was picked up by the Bath programme from the age of 14, and I aspired to be a part of that environment, and I think that's something that players should do. You should have a route and a pathway into a Super League team based in your region, and as much as the game is continuing to push forward in a commercial manner, the grassroots is where all of the benefit comes further down the line.
How did your association with Fibre 10 start?
Well, my best friend is actually a managing director of Viper 10, Stephanie Essex. We've been friends since England under 17s. We both went to Bath University together, and then she was doing a civil and architectural engineering degree, which is incredibly intense, and really randomly she kind of took a step away and went and did some work experience with the Bournemouth Sevens team and the Diamond Sports Events Group, and things kind of progressed really quickly from there because she's a fantastically creative mind and a very hard worker. And you know, eventually, with the help of other people, Viper 10 was born, and it was definitely something that I jumped at as a chance to be involved in and to champion a British-based sports company.
What's it like having their support behind you as well?
Yeah, the support is fantastic. I think they champion lots of the English netballers, and I think it is great to kind of be seen to be supporting a British company as well. And the support that I receive from them is, yeah, it's fantastic, and similarly from the rest of the netball community as well.
You've had a pretty decent season at FIVA. You been happy with how things have gone there?
Happy, but still dissatisfied. It was a fairy tale of a year. We finished second last two seasons ago, and then this season we hosted the grand final and fell short by a few goals to Lightning. But yeah, to be honest, I think my overwhelming feeling about it is still disappointment, but I am kind of starting to be able to reflect on what we achieved. We obviously recruited fantastically in signing Jamil Fowler in the off-season, and we aren't stupid. We know that she makes a huge difference to a team, but one player doesn't win a netball game, and we put in a hell of a lot of work in the off-season. We had a full coaching lineup and a fantastic game plan that kind of really stood us in good stead, but it was really disappointing to fall at the final hurdle. But what we achieved, I think, in that short space of time was phenomenal, and I know that it just makes the girls hungry to come back and to create that level of consistency now and really start to meet expectations and continue to drive netball in WA forward and have the other teams show the level of respect that we received this year and know that we hopefully will continue to be a force to be reckoned with.
Charlotte, who does the Scribbles, has said you had so much energy and had non-stop fierceness throughout the season. Are you happy with those kind of comments?
Yeah, definitely. I think there were probably some much more nasty things said about me, so if those are the riding comments, then I would take them. I think what was really refreshing is that I was able to go to West Coast Fever and to take my style and brand of netball whilst also slotting in with the Fever way of play. And I think the things that I kind of was known for here in terms of my athleticism and my passion and my kind of never-say-die attitude is something that still was an attribute to me in Suncorp, and I think that's really good. The problem has always been in the past is that Australian netball in general, internationally, domestic-wise, was just far superior to anything that we were putting out in England. So I think there was always a worry that you wouldn't necessarily match up, but that isn't the case anymore. I've certainly learned a lot from being over playing in Suncorp, but I also feel like I've been able to bring a lot to that environment too because of the environments that I've been involved in England, and yeah, definitely a lot of that was from my netball upbringing in Team Bath.
Leila and Nat are obviously joining next season, so how much do you enjoy that first season over there in Australia?
I think everybody's experience is really different, which I think is kind of the refreshing thing to learn. I've caught up with a lot of the girls in the off-season. I'm really good friends with Jo and Serena. I'm really good friends with Helen. And everybody's franchise is run in a completely different way. I think it's really weird because I think I put an awful lot of pressure on myself in the first season. But then that didn't change at all. And it just became more and more pressure in the second season. Yeah. So I think if they were to ever ask for any advice, it would be just to take everything in your stride, just enjoy it, and just be confident in your own skills and abilities.
Serena's coming back to Bath. Might this be something you're thinking about somewhere down the line?
I did hesitate around re-signing with West Coast Fever. I just wasn't sure whether it was time for me to step away, and similarly to Serena, to focus on my off-court pursuits and endeavours, and yeah, just make the most of what I want away from the court. But the opportunity to play there is phenomenal. I feel like we were underdone this year and that we have a little bit more to do, and I'm not so sure that I'll want to play netball after that, but never say never. I feel probably a lot younger than my age suggests, and I definitely feel like I have a lot more to learn, and I think if your attitude is that, then you can continue to play. So we'll see how it goes.
How do you think the standard of the Roses are at the minute?
They're obviously in fantastic form and it's continued to improve. I think that ability to win and to contest at the top level has been coming for a while. As much as the team were able to win a gold medal at this Commonwealth Games, the team that went to the Commonwealth Games 4 years ago were also able to win a gold medal similarly at the World Cup. So it's, you know, it's just rewards for the hard work that has gone on behind the scenes way back from even before 2014 to create the team that you see today. And I think it was a shock for lots of the external world for England to take that gold medal from Australia on Australian soil. I was watching with a room full of Australians, and it was a surreal experience, but I think it's exciting for netball. As much as I think Lisa Alexander and the Diamonds would love for everything to continue to be really one-sided and in their favour, it's boring. And I think the quality of netball across the world is improving in general, so not just England, but obviously Jamaica too. They just took England in a series 3-0. South Africa are in phenomenal form and just seem to quite have not tipped over into that like consistency and that level of success that I think you potentially expect to come from them quite soon. So England are, yeah, they're on a mission, and I think they will definitely be wanting to back up the gold medal from the Commonwealth Games and a home World Cup next year.
A lot of us would feel that you made a contribution towards that building as well. Would it be something you'd agree with?
I don't know. I think the team that are at a tournament are the team that win a gold medal. I am not a part of the England team, and that is my choice. And I think when I made that decision, for lots of reasons, which I'm probably not in a position to share at the moment, I was aware that I could be possibly missing out on the opportunity to win a gold medal, because that was a team that was more than capable. And it's a decision that I'm really happy with. I am fortunate that I'm able to continue to play netball and feel like I'm a valued member of a team where I can contribute and be myself and constantly learn and get on court and be uplifted. And I would never kind of want to take anything away from the group that went to the Commonwealth Games and that won a gold medal. But I will continue to be a huge fan of the individual players in the team, and hope that they can strive to make more success and more history and create a legacy for England netball.
So basically then your team for 2019, is it Bath all the way?
I think in my blood runs blue and gold, so I would definitely hope that Bath are able to kind of re-sign that level of success. I think they've been so close in recent years, and they have a phenomenal team, and I know for a fact that the environment there is one that's striving to make finals and to make success. But I also feel the same way actually about Mavericks. I think they have been a good team for a long time, and they've probably been a little bit underdone and not reached the places that they should have reached. So I will definitely pick Mavericks too. And then obviously, I guess I could never say Leicester Lightning, but I individually support the coach to have a good year.